Hey guys, this is Nancy Perez, your co-host. This is Live Cope LLC. We are a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find us online at livecopeapp.com, or you can go to our Facebook or Instagram, Live Cope LLC. As always, this is an opinion-based podcast. I am not a therapist or a psychologist. I am simply someone that gets on here and gives you their opinion on a variety of different subjects. This episode is brought to you by Grammarly. Grammarly is a wonderful app to have on your phone or your desktop to avoid those horrible spell check horror stories. You can download Grammarly by going to livecopeapp.com or by going to your app store on your phone. So, today it is part two of my weight loss series. So, last week, I told you guys before I could even get started trying to lose weight, trying to make permanent changes in my life, I had to get my mentality, right. And I had to, start with accepting myself and accepting the girl in the mirror. And once I did that, I knew I had to get to work and make some permanent changes to my life. Now, I will, full disclosure, because I was considering weight loss surgery, my doctor, I had a nutritionist, and I had a psychologist, and I had all these things that I had to do, right? So I will say I did definitely have some professional help at the beginning, just sort of helping me understand where a lot of my calories were coming from and where a lot of my empty calories were coming from. But I actually didn't put it all into effect until really last year. I started making small little changes, I'd say a few years ago when I was, considering the process of weight loss surgery. However, I didn't implement anything. Like I told you guys, I think I lost like 20 pounds or so after all that, and I was okay with it. But it was not until April of last year when I decided to start making more changes in my life that I really started to implement some of the things I had learned along the way. So again, full disclosure, at the beginning I definitely did have some guidance, but starting in April, it was just me, my computer, Google, a variety of different tools, just trying to figure it out and trying to put words into action and trying to figure out like how exactly to execute that. So what did I start with? So I had to keep a food diary for a little bit. I hated doing that. It was the most annoying crap ever. But it was annoying because it really let me see how little nutrient food I was eating, right? And so there was this sense of guilt. And so that's why I didn't like it. Same thing with the scale. I don't like getting on the scale. And, I just weighed myself for the first time because, I don't know. I really don't know. And even when I would go to the doctor's office, I'd be like, please don't tell me my weight. And for whatever reason, I'm okay hearing it now. I guess it doesn't have a strong hold on me anymore. But same thing with the scale of the food diary was just it made me feel guilty and it made me feel bad about myself. So I didn't like doing it, but that's what they had me start with, was a food diary. So that's how I learned how many things I was eating that weren't nutritious. I'd say don't do a food diary necessarily if that's not you. Do a note if it helps. Made a mental note, but sometimes seeing it on paper, it does help make you realize, oh, dang. And I will say at first, all I started with was cutting down my sugary coffee drinks. And that was hard because I was addicted to them. But not only was I spending so much money on them, I was getting so many empty calories and so many empty sugars and just things that weren't good for me, that really did not serve me value. So I could have one latte a day, which was about 500 calories or so. Yeah, that's how many there is on a grande, like a medium size. Yeah, that's about 500 calories, believe it or not. It's insane. So I could have one a day at first, because I used to have two or three. So it's like I cut down, and you know, it's one of those things that was like so incredibly hard to do. But then I was allowed to, like, what I started doing was I would have like black coffee with like a cookie. So because I got to have a cookie, like I didn't miss the latte so much, so I didn't feel so bad. So I was still eating sugar. It was just not in syrup or, you know, with the milk and stuff. So that was at first. Like literally, that's all I did at first was start with whatever it was that was giving me the most emptiest calories, and I just cut it down. I didn't cut it off, because that's the thing with diets. It's like when you tell yourself you can't have something, it's like you wanted more. But if you're like, if you know you have just a number of items you can have, it makes it a little more tolerable and easy, right? And I bargained with myself a lot. Like I would like be like, okay, if I don't have a latte today, you know, I can have a slice of pie, or I can have chips, and you know, all these like things that I love, you know, crap food, really. Like it has no nutrient value, but it tastes good, and you know, who doesn't like tasty things? So I would bargain with myself. But the whole point of starting with what is the most emptiest of calories is because that's what's probably putting the most like bloat and weight on you, because it literally has no value to your body. So it just, your body just sort of reacts to the sugars and to the syrups and to the hormones in the milk and all of that. And everybody is different, of course. And again, disclaimer, I am not a professional and I'm not telling you what to do, but this is just what worked for me. And it was simply cutting down, not cutting off, cutting down what had no nutrient value, which was lattes, coffee, all that. And that's what I started with. And same thing with soda. Now, soda, I gave it up many, many, many years ago. But if you're a soda drinker, like bargain with yourself. Like if you drink four a day, start with only two. Like start with one. Like whatever you think you can actually uphold and keep. That's the key with lifestyle changes that will give you results, like 69-pound laws, that will give you results, like feeling healthier and happier, having more, you know, energy. And it's like, it should never be about a number. And I want to like just reiterate that, because it's like it really is not about a number. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror, how you feel when you do things with your friends and family. Like my best friend got married, and not once did I think about my weight. If anything, my dress actually was a little too small in the bust. I mean, not too small, too big in the bust. And we had to maneuver some stuff to make it, you know, fit. But not once did I think about my weight in a negative way. And honestly, I can't remember an event. I can't remember anything in my life where I didn't feel like the biggest girl in the room, or I didn't feel like the ugliest thing in the room, even if the world didn't treat me that way, you know? And that's the thing. That's what it's about. It's not about a number. It's not about a dress size. It's not about any of that. It's about how you feel as a person and how the changes make you feel. Honestly, the coffee was weighing me down. The coffee was affecting my everything. And whenever I cut it down, I realized, hey, you don't need it. And not only did I not need it was a treat. So then I stopped drinking it so much, and I started, you know, I still started, you know, I definitely still drank sugary drinks, but it was like I would still have like a chai tea, you know. I would and then if I didn't have coffee, I would just have something else that was still not nutritious, but it was what made me be able to sustain it, right? And I know some people are probably going to be like, what the hell? You're telling people to eat sweets? No, I'm telling you to look at your diet and look at what it is that has no nutritional value, and just cut it in half, or cut it in one third, or cut it in what you can and what you're able to actually sustain and keep. And then just start with everything in your diet and in your life, even, that might not be purposeful, that might not be good for you. And I promise you, it's like when you start just making small lifestyle changes, like looking at what you consume the most that is unhealthy or, you know, unnutritional, with no nutritional value, and cut it in half, you will see a difference in your body. You will see a difference in your mood. You will see a difference in your energy. That's just a given, because you're not taking in as much of the empty calorie, you know, drink or, you know, whatever it might be, candy or ice cream. It really can be anything. We all have our vices. For me, it's coffee and baked goods. We all have something, right? But yeah, that's what I started with, and I started noticing small changes, and that definitely helped, and it was great. But that wasn't gonna get me to big results, right? So then I stopped eating a lot of box stuff, right? And instead of shopping in the aisles with boxed things, I shopped in where there was more green or where there was fresh stuff, like fresh bread made. I stopped buying certain items that were not, were full of like chemicals and color dyes. So I stopped eating cereal, but I would eat granola bars more. So there was a lot of little things like that I also did. But like I said, you just have to start with whatever it is that you're taking in that is just the empty stuff, the stuff that brings you nothing. And then thereafter, you can see what you can and can't cut out. Because the thing is you want to be able to sustain it. Like now, I eat junk all the time, but I'm able to sustain my weight. And I'm able to sustain where I'm at and not gain all this weight back because I have cut out so many other things. And I might still eat bagels and, you know, cake and, you know, fried things, but I don't eat meat now at all. I just don't eat meat, and I have noticed a big difference also. But I'm not saying, you know, become vegetarian or anything like that. That's just something that I just started a few months ago, and, you know, I'm noticing a big difference in my body. But I still lost a ton of weight eating cheese, eating meat, eating dairy. But cutting all that stuff out, yeah. I mean, it's been drastic changes, but you just have to start with what you can, not with what Nancy did or what anybody else out there did. And that's the thing and the problem with diets and food changes is that we try to copy what somebody else might do. And that's so counteractive because you're not eating what I eat. You eat something entirely different, a whole different array of foods that you consume. So you have to look at what you take in and what affects you the most, what you crave the most, and just cut it in one third and a half, whatever you can do. Remember, this is not a race. This is not something that you're trying to compete and finish in 3-6 weeks. I mean, yeah, it's nice when you start seeing results, but the whole point is to be able to sustain a healthy, balanced lifestyle where you can still eat the things that you enjoy and love that are sugary and, you know, have no nutritional value, and still eat nutritionist things and still be able to like maintain a healthy weight and feel good and be in a healthy, manageable state of mind, which is at the end of the day, that's what matters, right? And that's why episode one was about getting your mind right and accepting yourself as you were, worthy of it all, with all the fat still on. And when you start making these small incremental changes, you will notice and you will realize that it can be done, but you just have to do it your way, to your body, tailored to you and only you. Guys, that's what I have for you today. Come back next week. I will have the third installment of this because this is not going to be a short series. I have a lot to tell you guys about this. But tune in next week. As always, follow us on social media, Live Cope LLC, and you can follow me, Nancy Pants 1989 or nancyiperez.com. As always, be happy, be healthy, be well. I'll catch you guys next week. See ya.